You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, June 1st, 2017, week 205 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
And the reason I stuttered there is because I didn't remember what month came after May.
Wait a second.
I was about to say April.
Go backwards, you know?
Yeah, you know, who knows? 2017, let's change things up. Let's go reverse.
And why do we always do the calendar the same way?
Yeah.
It's time to switch it up.
How weird would that be?
We should have our own.
It's October. Why is it so sunny?
Should have our own Destiny Pizza calendar.
Calendar.
Where we're just like, it's this day. I mean, I don't care what anyone else says.
Yeah, seriously. That's what we do need.
We are week 205.
Or we just don't mention the date.
We could do that.
Yeah. No, I've been listening to this podcast on NPR called Up First.
Mm.
And it's like your morning news breakdown of everything that happened the day before.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, how do they record this? Because like some of the news is so late, but it comes, I think it's posted at like 4 a.m. every morning,
mm-hmm.
So which like means like 7 a.m. it's posted in New York time,
mm-hmm.
but it's like literally super up to date.
It's like right when it happened.
Yeah. So it's like, well, it's easy now because it's like Trump.
Like, you're right.
Trump screwed up again.
Trump did something.
Trump offended people.
So. You can write so many stories and be like, okay, which one? Oh, yeah. That one's the one that happened.
You can just throw a dart at like a wall of flashcards and chances are it'll be something.
Yeah, it's making everyone's job so much easier, I think.
Yeah.
All the news people.
But then it's also hard because I'm like, did I already hear this or is this a new thing?
Yeah. Yeah, that is the thing. They're like breaking news. It's like, I thought.
Breaking news, Melania swats Donald Trump's hand. And I'm like, is this the first time she did it or is this a new time she did it?
Yeah.
Turns out she did it like three times on the same trip.
It's like in the movie Minority Report where like they get echoes of the same crime. Like they see a vision of the crime, but then sometimes it comes about again. Yeah. So they think it's like
this, it's a new crime.
Well, that was the whole twist in the movie.
Yeah.
Was that they repeated the crime because they thought it was the same thing. But that's like with Trump. It like do the same thing twice and you're like, but is this, they're talking about this still or is this a new
old news? That's the crazy thing. Like CNN, we're used to watching them have to drag out stories for a long time. Now it's just there's so much content.
Yeah.
That I think CNN might start canceling off like Anthony Bourdain. They're like, we don't need you to fill up time anymore. Yeah. Debbie Kamau Bell, you're off. Like all these people, they just scrap all these shows.
We have to do live everything. We can't
afford
do any taping to have anything.
Any like reality shows. So yeah, it's Wednesday, so let's talk some reviewed. I saw Hasan Minhaj Homecoming King, which was great. And then I texted some people and I was like, you need to watch this. And then they were like, okay. And I was like, let me know how much you connect with it as a non-Indian person. And then they all told me they really connected with it, which was like very nice to me. It's the same as Master of None to me, where I'm like, how does anyone
this
else?
This is my perspective.
Yeah, I'm like, how does anyone else appeal to, like, how does this appeal to anyone else? And then I found out
because everybody loves food.
Yeah. Because everybody loves a little bit of sexual harassment.
Everybody can get on board and be like, no.
Yeah.
Let's see this guy go down.
I'm like, wait, that wasn't appealing to you?
Wait, you weren't on his side?
Yeah.
Like, it was baseless allegations. We never saw it happen on screen.
That's true.
We don't know that it's true.
That's true.
We just got these accusations.
He's in a position of power. Of course he's going to get accused.
They know he has money.
Yeah.
He's pretty famous. Oh, yeah, I took this too far, I think.
Yeah. It's too real. But yeah, Hasan Minhaj Homecoming King. I thought it really friggin' hit the nail on the head. I was like, maybe I should start doing this.
Yeah, I want to watch it. Yes, I've been listening. He's been on a bunch of podcasts I've been listening to, like sports podcasts and stuff.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. But
I'm like, he's just showing up on all these podcasts. I'm like, why is Hasan Minhaj on every podcast I'm listening
to? He's huge right now.
Yeah.
Someone needs to give him a Netflix deal.
Like another
specifically Netflix.
I would think so. Yeah, somebody give, does anybody else give Netflix deals except Netflix?
They're apparently kinda, did you hear Ellen?
I guess someone. Oh, she got a deal.
Yeah, she got a deal off of a tweet.
Really?
Yeah, someone tweeted like, her Netflix, like, hey, my money. Netflix should give her a special. And then Netflix is like, hey, Ellen, how does this sound? And she's like, I mean, if the money's right, yeah.
When's like, the last time she did a special?
No, that's what it was. Netflix tweeted at her saying like, hey, it's been like 20 years since you did a Netflix special or you did a comedy special. How would you like to do another one?
Really?
And she's like, send over the paperwork. I'm down. That's and I'm like, awesome. Wow, that's if that's real.
I'm wondering if like,
because like
I bet you they've talked million, to Eddie Murphy. Right? Oh, 20 million probably.
Because like that's a going rate right now for like these that yeah. level. Like, Chris Rock got 40 million for two.
Mm.
Dave Chappelle got 60 million for three.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
I bet you they've tried to get Eddie Murphy and he's turned it down. They get it. Eddie Murphy has too much money. I bet you they would offer Eddie Murphy whatever.
Yeah, they had that Charlie Murphy one that was horrible, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I have to send a correction.
They're like, we'll give Charlie Murphy one just the chance of getting Eddie at some
was
time.
It Charlie? No, maybe it wasn't Charlie. I shouldn't say that about Charlie Murphy.
He just passed away. You shouldn't say that, but I didn't see it.
No, so I didn't. The one I saw, what was it? I thought it was Charlie Murphy on Netflix that was rated really poorly.
Hmm.
But,
I know that Amy Schumer one was rated poorly.
Yeah.
I didn't see that either.
I didn't see it. And then I have to send a correction. The Norm MacDonald one, I think I only saw like 5 minutes. Because I went back to rewatch it and I couldn't figure out where I was.
Because
It started it from the beginning. And then I was like, this is all... Like I went to like 10 minutes in. I was like, I don't remember hearing this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like went back to the beginning. I was like, okay, yeah, I only heard the only first 5 minutes. The other stuff was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Just a slow start.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was hearing good things. What was it? Yeah, TSD, they were talking about it.
Yeah. Oh, Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker got money?
Yeah, he got a Netflix deal.
But not like $20 million.
Probably not. He's but not his that was level. Bad, I think.
Yeah, I could see that. I'm not a big fan of his comedy work. I like him on in specific movies I've seen. But not really his comedy.
I need to get one of these deals, man. I need to start doing some stand-up.
Yeah.
That's the first step, I think.
I think that's where you got to start. Netflix is going to be just like, hey,
where do I go?
You. That's go like, everywhere.
Yesterday, I looked up how to become an astronaut.
An astronaut?
Yeah. I was like, no, I looked up how much astronauts get paid.
Oh. I don't think they get paid that much, do they?
A top-level astronaut gets paid over $100,000 a year.
That's
not as much as you'd expect. But
like how much
it
like
made sense to me. I didn't realize this before, but it makes sense now that I think about it in hindsight. They're members of the military.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I didn't ever think about that. Because I was like, how do you become an astronaut? Well, you have to go through the military.
Yeah, most.
Because they're government employees.
Are all of them?
Yeah. Like, even if they're scientists,
yeah,
they're in the military. So they get all the military benefits on top of the pay.
But there's like, what about the private space company? They probably get ex-military.
Yeah, so they probably get ex-military or like...
Well, they haven't had any astronaut. Have they had people go in space?
They haven't had manned ones, right? Those private space companies. But they could barely like get them back sometimes.
Yeah, you're right.
They would want to put someone in space. But yeah, I was like, oh, okay. So that's where I screwed up in life.
Oh, I had to plan this ahead of time?
Yeah.
I can't just do it now and not do the military part of it?
Because I was like, how adorable would it be if all these like kids want to be be astronauts, not realizing it pays so little? Because Norm MacDonald has a joke about Michael Collins, the third astronaut on the Apollo 11 mission, who he was the one who just sat in the space capsule. He didn't get to go on the moon.
Yeah.
And he's like, what kind of sick joke is that where you get to go all the way to the moon, but you don't get to step on it?
That's true.
And he's like, do you think that other two guys... When they came back, he's like, oh, what was it like? And they're like, oh, wasn't that great?
They had to, like, talk down.
Yeah, or he'd be down.
Like, he was going to regret it.
First, he looks out the window. He's like, are they golfing? And then he's like, they brought a dune buggy? I was only allowed to bring, like, this much stuff, and they brought a freaking dune buggy?
Oh, that's so good.
So,
But that's true. And he has to have written a book, right?
He went back into space.
And he went on the moon?
I don't know if he went on the moon.
He's that's my thing.
The first thing, though, right?
I always go to the moon. I never walk on it. I'm saying, like, they could have done it if they wanted to, right? You switch them out. Like, okay, now, Neil, you sit there. I'm going to walk a little bit. Like, give my legs loose a little bit. Something.
Oh, wait. Sorry. He didn't even go on the moon.
Oh, he's... What?
Where he was? He stayed in orbit.
Oh, okay. All right, that's a little understandable.
That
like,
sucks.
He actually landed on the moon.
To be fair, he was not Born in America.
What's wrong with that?
Well, he was a NASA employee, but he wasn't born in America.
Where was he born?
Rome.
Was he an American citizen?
Yeah, he was an American citizen.
Okay. That's fine. What's wrong with that?
But he also went to the USMA, so US Military Academy.
Well, I assume so.
He's a 2-star general in the Air Force.
Oh, whoa.
This is pretty impressive stuff, man. Like, people talk...
Michael Collins, the hero.
Yeah, Michael Collins, American hero. But... yeah, this is crazy. Pretty interesting. I was trying to look at... yeah, military service. He entered the Air Force when he was like... yeah, because he went... okay, so he went to West Point and he got a science degree in West Point. So I guess that's kind of the track.
Yeah.
That, if I knew that...
go to West Point.
I should have... I wish I knew that. But when I was in high school, West Point meant like, hey, you're going to one day go to the Middle East and fight. That's what I assumed.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I got to go to war? What?
I was like, oh, I wanted to be the one of the space guys.
Yeah, it's like you don't get an option.
No.
You're like, you got to go there and you might go over there. It's like, yeah. But I don't want to go into space. It's like,
I go on a plane. I'm like, you guys are taking me to Cape Canaveral, Florida, right? They're like, nope.
You already signed up.
Like, but I went to West Point. They're like, so did everyone else. I'm like, I got a degree in science. I'm like,
we need science over here, too.
I was like, that's poor decision making.
There was a box. I checked it. NASA only.
I was like, didn't you see the movie Gravity? She's like a nurse from Texas.
Oh, so that movie's unrealistic then, isn't it?
Yeah. I think some of them are, like, not.
Is there medical people up in space?
I don't think so. That seems kind of useless. Unless you're going on the space station.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah. Great Homecoming King. 8 out of 8 slices, for sure.
Yeah, I gotta check that out. I haven't gotten to it yet.
Next up, Lego Batman.
Mm-hmm. I also saw this movie.
I was surprised at how many references it made to, like, the other Batmans.
A lot of references.
To I liked Batmans. It a lot.
It was really cool. Was
like, they mentioned the, a lot of one fun. Of the first references is, like, the two boats with the Joker. And I'm like, dude, that's a pretty...
yeah, yeah.
Like, that's
yeah,
the a good Dark Knight pull.
Reference. Yeah. They literally had, like, references from, like, every era.
And like, animated series.
Kids aren't getting any of this stuff. Like, they're not understanding any of those jokes.
Yeah, like, it's a lot of it is for...
but yeah, they get the shark repellent.
The shark repellent, yeah.
The big one.
And then he's like, even that weird time period in the 60s, and it's like Batman 66, like live action.
Yeah. And even the whole thing about Superman being my enemy is like the direct reference.
And the Suicide Squad, he's like, that's a stupid idea.
Suicide Squad, yeah.
So I'm surprised they even let some of those jokes go through.
Yeah. Yeah, like, because Warner Brothers doesn't seem like it would want to make fun of itself.
No.
But it's doing what Deadpool did to Fox. It's like, oh, let's make fun of it.
And then I was trying to... did this movie flop?
No, it made money.
It made a lot of money?
It made a good amount of money.
Well, what would you rate it?
I'd probably give it a 6.
That's what I was thinking, too, because it wasn't...
like, it's not an amazing, amazing movie, but I enjoyed...
it was fun
while I was watching it.
Because, like, it involves, like, the Phantom Zone, and it has...
yeah, like, all...
and it involves, like, other characters, like,
Voldemort. I like that, too. I didn't see that. And they did a good job hiding that in the trailer, which I liked.
And King Kong and stuff like that.
And, like, yeah, all the references were fun. I just like the... it's like a fun Batman movie is kind of, like, cool. And it's
did
just
the
like,
beginning trip you out where he was, like, black?
Well, yeah, I like that, too.
Like, I was like, is this supposed to be on, or...
because I remember is this like some kind I of watched, setting yeah kind of.
I watched what show? I think it was Easy and it was like an Italian episode and it accidentally turned on like the deaf people setting,
yeah, so it's like describing things
describing
in the room.
Everything and I was like, is this part of it? And I found out it wasn't part of it, so I had to restart it
and watch
it again. But yeah, I liked it a lot. It just wasn't as new as like Lego Movie, so that's
no
for that.
It wasn't like unique, like the story wasn't like super compelling and wasn't like anything
yeah
crazy, but still a lot of surprises and and fun stuff. But yeah, like Lego, like that movie was just like, what is this thing?
Was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked Michael Cera as Robin too. I thought that stuff was good.
Yeah.
Alfred.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good.
Yeah, yeah. It was a fun little movie. Fun little movie. Not like super high bar, high caliber in how some animation movies are, but a lot of fun scenes. Just seeing all that fun stuff for the referencing.
Yeah. Next up.
Yes, I saw Beauty and the Beast, the live action version of the movie. Yeah, it's pretty good. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
I heard a lot of mixed reviews on this movie.
I liked it. The songs always get you.
Yeah.
I heard it. The new stuff isn't.
I saw very little of this movie. Watched it and then I was like, I'm not feeling this right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I got to the point after right when you're introduced to the inventor.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm down. So, like, yeah. I don't feel like watching this right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I like none of the new songs were great. Yeah. I think
they're from the musical.
Yeah. But all the old songs, I like that stuff. But yeah, it was just like, the movie didn't need to be that long, really. But like movies nowadays, they almost make them like 2 hours. It's like a minimum sometimes. They don't really make short movies anymore. Although I think Lego Batman's not that long. But yeah, I still enjoyed it though. Those musics are just so nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. I like the Beast. I like that actor.
Yeah.
But
I didn't see him.
yeah, you didn't get that part yet. Except the beginning. I think the beginning part was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, that was weird. I was like, oh, this is weird.
Because I'm like, wait, she offered him a rose, and then he was like, no.
He's like, ah.
And he's like, well, I didn't know you were beautiful.
So if you would have told me that,
yeah,
I would have been like, okay.
But they gloss over the fact that he's only like 13.
Not in the movie, though.
He's supposed to be 13, though.
Yeah. They changed it because it's weird.
Because it's weird. And if it's like kind of like a pedophile, you're like, well, he didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. Very strange. But yeah, all the new stuff was kind of weird. And like all the side story, like the Gaston stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. Like, it's just weird because it's a long movie, but like nothing really happens, you know?
I thought,
you know how like the story is like very condensed, but like I don't even know how long it takes place over, because that's kind of confusing too.
I thought it'd be more secretive about LeFou's gayness.
Yeah,
but he seemed pretty gay in the first 10 minutes I saw.
Yeah,
he's like, you don't have a chance with him, ladies. And I was like, whoa. Like the way he looks at Gaston and everything, I'm like, it's clear that he's gay. Like,
yeah. That's weird too, like knowing that going in is just strange, because I'm like, yeah, like, well, why was this even a thing they had to say or whatever?
Well, it's because they said it was an homage to Alan Menken's like writing partner,
mm-hmm.
who was gay, and then he died.
Yeah,
but I'm like, that's a weird way to like have an homage. Yeah, like he's like not a good character. Like if someone was like, oh, like we need to have an homage, like let's add a beard for Dhruv to this character, and they like pick LeFou of all the characters. I'm like, no, don't remember me. Like, I
don't want to be LeFou. Yeah.
Make me anything besides LeFou.
Yeah.
And just put a beard on Cogsworth or something. Even that's questionable. Lumiere is also questionable. Chip, I guess. Put a beard on Chip and for one scene of just like a beard of dust.
Well, Chip's like a child.
Yeah, but I'm okay with that more than Lumiere, who like sexually assaults La Plume or whatever her name is, and Cogsworth, who's
it's consensual, man.
Not the one I saw. Not in the animated movie.
More, I know. I think they changed it in the live action. Like,
which is crazy because it's only like 20 something years. You're like,
but the what's the thing? The feather dust. That's what it is. It looks so weird in the live action version. Some of the stuff looked really weird in the live action version. Like the closet dresser drawer thing looked really weird. I was like, whoa, this is bizarre. Some of the stuff looked cool though. But yeah, overall, I enjoyed the movie.
What would you give it?
I'm gonna give it a 6. 6 out of 8.
Okay. And last but not least.
Yes, I saw Fate of the Furious, number 8 in the series. No Paul Walker.
This is the first one without him, right?
This is the first one without him. This is where Vin Diesel betrays everybody. Betrays the family. Yeah, this movie was meh. I mean,
out of like, all of them, like this was the meh.
Yeah, I kind of think they took a step back because they Fast Furious 6, or is it 6? Now the numbers all confuse me now, but I think it's 5 actually. 5 is like the pinnacle for me. 5 is where they did the crazy heist movie, which is a lot of fun. This movie had a couple cool things in it, but like, it wasn't that great. But like, I mean, these movies are making a ton of money anyway, so they got the international money on their side, so it doesn't really matter how great the movies are anymore. But yeah, I think they've been on a downward little trajectory, because I think they hit the top. I think they're just like either running out of things to do. It's just so weird now what the movies have become. Just these crazy action flicks that are like, let's do something crazier. Yeah. Let's do submarines and nuclear missiles and stuff. It's just nuts.
And tanks and
helicopters. Yeah, they just need to go bigger and more explosions and crazier stuff. So yeah, I'll probably give this movie like a 3.
Whoa, that's way lower than I expected.
Yeah, no, I didn't enjoy it that much. Like, I think it just really, I don't know. There's something about the Paul Walker thing.
Like, oh, you think that has to do with it?
Some of it, like, I don't know. Like, that movie works best when it's like Paul Walker and Vin Diesel. I don't know. Like, that is what the movies are built on that relationship, really. So that's kind of like disappointing. That's not what it is anymore, because it can't be.
But you didn't have a problem with Tokyo Drift, right?
No, I like Tokyo Drift because it's his own thing and it's separate, kind of. Like, I know Vin Diesel cameos or whatever, but I like Tokyo Drift because it's like it's a different story completely. It's about a kid who's like always getting in trouble, has to move to a different country and then get acclimated with everything going on, and he finds it's like a completely different movie, really.
Yeah,
it's like nothing even close to what the other movies are.
That's disappointing, man.
Yeah, it's kind of that. Like they right now, like I'm not gonna be able to remember. I can't really separate like 6, 7, 8 in my mind. All the stuff, because they use like the same characters too, like as far as even like the villains and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like confusing. I'm like, I don't know which movie it's all the same movie. It's one like giant movie almost.
That's how I think I feel about Paranormal Activity.
Yeah. So that's the thing. I mean, I guess, yeah, it just seems like I guess you can say the same thing about some of these superhero movies, if you were like looking at it from a different perspective. You're like, I don't know what happens when. All these characters are always together. But, yeah, it's getting kind of like, wait, did they go to Cuba in this one? Or was that Germany? Or were they in London? And it's like a worldwide movie. But yeah. It comes down to, it's about the cars and the crazy action. But I like a little more
substance
to the. I know Fast and Furious, saying that for a Fast and Furious movie sounds ridiculous, but there's just some of them are just like better written and they're more enjoyable to me. So this wasn't really one of them for me. That's my opinion.
Okay. I played Mario Kart 8 Deluxe on the Nintendo Switch.
Ooh. So it's like the same thing as
it's just a repackaged version of Mario Kart 8, mm-hmm. but it includes the DLC.
Okay.
Which was like the
Link and stuff?
Link and Animal Crossing, mm-hmm. and then 8 new levels.
Okay, cool.
Which were the DLC.
Yeah, so which you already had.
There's nothing more in this.
Mm-hmm.
But it has some cool stuff. Oh, there's Splatoon characters mm-hmm. that you get to play as now. And you get the luxury of being able to re-unlock all the vehicle mods. Mm. But Mirror Mode and 200cc class come pre-unlocked.
Mm. That's cool.
And then they also have this easy steer mode and auto accelerate, which is really nice to play when I'm playing with my niece and nephew.
Because
mm-hmm. I just turn on those two settings.
Yeah, then they can enjoy playing without like getting frustrated. They can play it without having to
hold down the accelerate button.
Mm-hmm.
Or they won't drive off cliffs. Like, they still have a lot of control, but it won't let them do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really nice, because the most frustrating thing for me is when I already finished the race and I have to wait for my nephew to, like, try to finish. That sucks, usually.
Yeah. But, yeah, you're like, I already finished.
Yeah, well, I'm like,
why? That's always weird in the Mario Kart games.
Yeah, but now I think they time you out.
I think they did back then, too.
No.
Did they not?
I don't think so. Maybe not. On Nintendo 64, I don't think they timed you out ever.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably... I think you're right.
So, it's a good game. It's fun. Got to play it with four people.
Nice.
Apparently, you can play it with up to 8 or 12 if you have, like, 3 Switches.
Mm-hmm.
You can do, like, a system link in the house.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you finish Injustice?
I didn't know. I have not been able to play this all week.
Hmm.
Yeah, so that's it.
Yep.
Discussion time. American Crime Story. What crime?
I want to see American Crime Story Watergate.
Oh, interesting.
So I want to see. I can get a lot of fun things, like somebody playing Nixon. Like, you get a lot of interesting
lot of
characters
stuff.
And like personalities playing these people. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
I'm going in a totally opposite direction.
All right.
I want to see American Crime Story Night Stalker with Richard Ramirez.
Ah, yeah.
And that, where it's like a series of murders.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's one of my favorite serial killers. Just so weird.
That'd definitely be cool to see. Yeah, that's the thing with that series. You can really go anywhere.
Yeah.
You can do so many different top, and that makes it interesting every single season.
Because,
like, what are they doing? They're doing, like, Katrina? Like,
yeah.
It's so different from, like, OJ.
Yeah, I saw crime scene photos of, what's her name? Nicole Brown?
Mm-hmm.
I did not realize how gruesome the crime scene photos were.
Yeah, I don't think I've really...
I guarantee you haven't seen them.
I don't want to.
Like,
it's so awful.
Her neck. Like, you assume OJ just stabbed her, like, once?
Yeah.
No.
Isn't that usually what happens is, like, when people stab people, they do it, like, so many times?
This is excessive, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I know, like, one is excessive amount to stab someone.
Yeah.
This was, like, more than excessive.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. Like, how could you be capable of doing something like that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess when it rains, it pours, right? And just, like...
I guess you just keep going. Stabbing,
if you're
going
to stab someone for the purpose of murder, you don't really care what they look like. A closed casket.
I mean, yeah. I guess.
So, yeah. That's my answer.
All right.
Next week, Alamo Drafthouse's women-only movie screening. Is that... should that be allowed or not? We will judge you for the answer, because it's very clear where we stand.
And it will have happened by the time
we record,
right?
Yeah,
the screening will, or it won't have happened, and it'll be canceled because of all the backlash.
I know. Would be shocked.
There's gonna be so people marching in the streets saying, cannot do this.
Yeah,
it might happen. I don't know where this country's going, so.
That would be crazy.
No, I think it's just like a few people on the internet, and then it sounds like more because they're loud.
Yeah.
Which is what it usually is.
It's weird to me, though, that when like some women always like choose that side, like the other, they're opposed to it. There's always some.
Yeah, there always is.
And I'm like, why? Don't you understand what this means? Like, to me, it's like a very black and white issue.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how. We'd have to talk to one of them.
Yeah.
Get in their mindset. That's, it's like impossible to think that way, really.
Like, if Kill Bill, if they did, like, a women-only screening of Kill Bill,
mm-hmm.
would that be offensive?
I don't... Because then
people are also citing discrimination, and I'm like, well, businesses are allowed to discriminate against their customers.
Yeah. Yeah, like, people always mix it up into the same thing, too.
Yeah.
Like, don't they know, like, we have the right to refuse service to anyone?
That's yeah.
like a thing.
But like, then I guess a lot of bars have been sued in, like, the recent years for hosting ladies' nights. And I'm like, yeah, that's crazy. Really?
That's the thing. You get, like, people jumping. Like, then now they're just, like, trying to find loopholes. Like, I don't think half the time people care.
Well, thing is, so this is for people who are women and people who identify as women.
Yeah.
So then someone's like, well, I'll buy 5 tickets and I'll give them for free to the biggest, burliest men that identify as women.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, don't be assholes about it. How about that?
Yeah. I think people like to watch the world burn, and that's really what people are doing.
That's
I think they like to push buttons and they like to do whatever.
Yeah.
Like, what will do it? What will get people angry? And then there's also legitimately people that believe that stuff, which is even weirder.
Yeah.
And they feel... And then I think those two people get in alignment and they think they're on the same side, but other people may just be causing chaos. I don't know. It's hard to, like, you can't parse out which one's which, and
yeah,
or if that's even true. I don't know if that's true either. I'm just saying there's gotta be some other rationale than that many people are angry about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
It is nuts. On Netflix today, One Night, 13 going on 30, Amour.com, in parentheses, love.com, Arrow season 5, Burlesque, Catfight, Catwoman, Chingo Bling, They Can't Deport Us All, Days of Grace, Devil's Bride, Full Metal Jacket, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Intersection, Season 2, Kardashian, The Man Who Saved O.J. Simpson, Little Boxes, Mutant Busters, Season 2, My Left Foot, Off Camera with Sam Jones, Series 3, Playing It Cool, Rounders, Spring, Primavera, The 100, Season 4, The Ant Bully, The Bucket List, The Queen, The Sixth Sense, Vice, West Coast Customs Season 3, Yarn, Young Frankenstein, and Zodiac. If I remember correctly, I think Zodiac was one of the first Netflix recommendations.
It was. It was.
I, like, threw out like 10.
Yes.
I was like, Zodiac's a solid movie. Because I checked it,
and I was like, I'm going to do Zodiac this week. And I saw that. No, we did it a long time ago.
Yeah. Come back tomorrow for America's Sweetheart and Trailer Talk and This Week in Movies and the Know. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.